From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Voting has ended in Greece's crucial referendum Sunday on the country's economic future that could determine whether Athens is ousted from the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Results are expected in the coming hours, but two exit polls of voters and three surveys conducted in the days leading up to the balloting all suggested that Greeks are narrowly rejecting the demands of the country's international lenders that Athens impose new austerity measures in exchange for more bailout loans. The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, called for a no vote, saying it would strengthen his government's hand in negotiating better bailout terms with its lenders. As Athens defaulted on a $1.8 billion loan payment due to the International Monetary Fund last week, European leaders said a negative vote would signal that Greece wants to leave the eurozone. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said over the past few days, genuine progress has been made in Vienna toward a nuclear deal with Iran. He spoke to the press on Sunday.
We have, in fact, made genuine progress. But I want to be absolutely clear with everybody. We are not yet where we need to be on several of the most difficult issues.
Foreign ministers from six negotiating powers are returning to Vienna and preparing to meet in a final push to secure a nuclear deal with Iran ahead of a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Military officials in Pakistan say a firefight with Islamist militants near the border with Afghanistan Sunday left four soldiers and 12 insurgents dead. The Army's media wing says fleeing terrorists also left behind three of their dead bodies. The fighting occurred in the Dadakhel area of North Waziristan. That's a semi-autonomous tribal region. This is VOA News. Tunisia is under a state of emergency Sunday, a week after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a terrorist beach resort. The country's president went on national television Saturday to announce the declaration, saying Tunisia is facing a very serious danger for the next month. Police and the army will have special powers to carry out raids at any moment on the homes of suspected terrorists as well as other criminals. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the June 26th attack. East African regional heads of state plan to meet in Tanzania's commercial capital of Dar es Salaam on Monday to assess and find a way to resolve the crisis in Burundi. It's unclear if Burundi's president Pierre Nkurunziza would attend the meeting. It comes as he intensifies his campaign for a controversial bid to seek re-election. Burundi's opposition says Nkurunziza's third-term bid undermines the country's constitution. Iraqi Sunni political leaders are accusing the government of two bloody attacks on civilians in Anbar province in the past 24 hours. An Iraqi military spokesman denies those charges. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi media claims two government attacks in the past 24 hours have killed a large number of civilians in Anbar province's largest cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Sunni leaders from Anbar province say dozens of civilians were killed and wounded in a government airstrike on a football stadium near Ramadi. Witnesses also accuse government forces of shelling parts of Anbar's second-largest city, Fallujah, killing several dozen people. Other reports claim the government dropped barrel bombs over parts of the city. VOA could not independently confirm the allegation. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pope Francis, the first South American pontiff, is returning to the continent Sunday to begin an eight-day visit to Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. The 78-year-old Jesuit pope is skipping his native Argentina on the trip but plans to head to his homeland next year. It's his 19th trip abroad since assuming the papacy more than 2 years ago. As he left Rome, Francis said he wanted to emphasize the plight of impoverished people in the three countries he's visiting, especially children in need, the elderly, the sick, the imprisoned, the poor, and those who are victims of this throwaway culture. An unmanned Russian cargo vessel successfully docked with the International Space Station Sunday morning, breaking a string of failed attempts to resupply the station. The Progress delivered more than 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting outposts. The U.S. astronaut Scott Kelly and the Russian cosmonauts are currently living and working on the ISS. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.